Mm-hmm. Is this panya right understanding?
Is this
right understanding, which knows about conditions and realities as not self, as no one at all? Is this right or wrong understanding?
It's a question of who can tell.
Panya can.
Panya can. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask Panya.
Good answer.
And Ajahn, you once said that the vitaka, when there is right understanding, when there is panya, there is vitaka. And you mentioned something about the vitaka, that it can take the panya to the object at that moment, isn't it?
Because its function is leading, touching all jetasikas was led by thinking with panya. So panya conditioned thinking too. When there's panya, vitaka thinks about understanding realities.
So there cannot be understanding without vitaka.
Vitaka arises with what? With how many jitas?
Every jita without 10 jitas.
So that's the answer.
Okay.
Leads the jetasikas.
All reality which arises with it.
It leads all realities, including the jita, to the object.
Because it's a jetasika.
Yes, it's a jetasika. Okay.
And Peter, I just want to very briefly bring up one other topic I heard you and Lucas talking about this morning. So we talked about in sleep when there's dreaming, there are just many pitas thinking about objects but no sense experiencing. And what about in deep sleep? What kind of pitas are there? Because we know there's always chitta, so what kind of chitta is there in deep sleep?
I have
because
no idea.
Actually, you were talking about it at breakfast.
Were we?
Yeah. So what kind of chitta was it you were talking about at breakfast?
Yeah, but that was something about the Bhavanga Chitta.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Just mentioned.
So these are the Bhavanga Chittas. And in between each process, like a idol process, idol process, still just Chitta, 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 Chitta. So these are just different Vipaka Chittas, different result Chittas. Mm-hmm. So even at those moments in deep sleep or in between the processes, there are these what we call Bhavanga Chittas, but still just one chitta arising, experiencing an object.
Did you experience them? Have you noticed their presence while during deep sleep? How do you know they are there? Because it's written.
Because at that moment it's just the Bhavanga Chitta arising and experiencing its object. So
the object is never
known. So. For those who have enough wisdom developed, like the Buddha knew everything, but for ordinary daily panya, then all we can do is read and hear what is there. But it's useful to know that even at those times, no self, no one, and it's not nothing, it's still just chitta arising and falling away. And the Buddha could understand all these details.
We probably experience it all the time, but we cannot say for sure because we cannot experience because deep
sleep.
Well,
it doesn't matter what we call them, but we know there must always be one chitta at a time. You know, if there wasn't chitta now, there couldn't be another chitta because each chitta needs a chitta before it. So we know even in deep sleep there are chittas, whatever we call them, and whether there's any experience or not.
Yeah, so it's like with rebirth, right? With Patisandhi.
So the last chitta of this life, the Chuti chitta, is another Bhavanga chitta.
Yeah.
It just has a special name, but it's just another Bhavanga chitta, and it conditions the first chitta of new life. and that is another Bhavankachitta, which has a special name, Patasandhi, but these are also Bhavankachittas.
My question is, why do we need this kind of wisdom if we cannot experience it?
I think the point is all these details, everything we've talked about, is to help us understand that there is just citta, cetasika, and rupa, no self, no one who can do anything, who can become enlightened, who can make anything happen. So whether it's deep sleep or this moment of seeing, there's just citta, cetasikas.
Yeah, but the goal is to parinibbana, so to end this.
Yes, so only there will never be any goal attained if there isn't the beginning of understanding what appears now, and there has to be the beginning of understanding of dharmas as anatta.
Yeah.
No self at all involved. Just.
Well, what I'm saying is there is a goal. The goal is parinibbana, to end the samsara, right?
Would you like to end life now?
If it would mean parinibbana, sure.
Happy not to see anymore, to hear anymore.
No, if it's parinibbana, if I shoot myself, but you guarantee me it's parinibbana, I'll do it.
Is that panya, right understanding, just being guaranteed?
No, I mean, it's an assumption, but it's, yeah, of course, it's. Now if I would kill myself, it would be no panya, so for sure it's not. But, yeah. The goal of parinibbana, that's...
Not yet.
Not the end.
Not yet.
Ah, not yet. Yeah, I mean, I know.
Not now.
Yeah, I know.
So goal of this moment...
Sorry?
What is the goal of this moment?
The goal of this moment? Probably to get more panya.
Right. Yeah. Understanding what?
The reality as it is.
Right now?
Yeah.
No need to go to meditation center.
In the future, I don't know. But if I'm
right
gonna,
now.
If I'm going to be... if I'm, yeah, it's the future. But if I am right now in a meditation center, I just meditate.
No understanding. Of reality right now, at all.
Let's say this is a meditation center.
Okay.
So I sit and meditate right now.
So what's the difference between sitting there and sitting here?
Oh, it's just that I develop...
So I?
Citta and cetasika.
Really?
In meditation, why not? There is citta and cetasika in meditation.
With intention?
With intention, yeah.
Not with sammasati.
Yeah, I mean sasankara.
No one can condition sammasati to arise at will.
No one can condition sammasati. No, but you can have like
without panya, can sammasati arise?
No.
No. See, so it depends on panya right now.
True.
Not at somewhere else.
But same questions you ask for meditation, one can exactly same question ask for hearing the Dhamma. Why not?
In meditation, it's not hearing Dhamma, it's sit.
But you've asked, for example, you ask him with intention or without intention, but you haven't asked if we came here to listen Dhamma with intention or without intention.
To know that intention is not self. To understand that each moment is not self.
Well, but that's not the same question.
Why? Because intention is a reality, but it's not self. Intention is cetana. It intends to do this or that, but no self in it.
Yeah, the same intention to listen to Dhamma and same intention to meditate.
Meditate is to sit. And listen to Dhamma is lying down or sit or stand.
Well, you can meditate walking meditation.
Meditation is also
meditation
is also to have awareness. The idea.
Yeah.
But Dhamma discussion is not to have awareness.
But to have idea of having panya.
Okay.
No.
You'd like to meditate or you'd like to develop right understanding?
Who, me? there is no me.
Yeah, you.
Because this is very, I think this is very misleading, because once we talk about meditation, mm-hmm. you will ask me who meditates or who.
Yeah, because
and if you ask me to develop panya, you don't ask the same question.
Because panya cannot arise without listening, considering.
Listening, considering.
For you, panya cannot arise without sitting.
It can.
It can. It so can. No need.
No to need.
To sit.
No need. But is it a problem to sit?
What is needed is listening or reading or whatever can bring understanding of reality right now.
And other conditions.
Pen.
But there are
there must
conditions
be conditions for each moment. Yeah.
So can we name the conditions?
Okay.
And can you for sure tell me that this, I need this, this, and this, and this conditions.
Okay, what would it like to understand the conditions of it? What reality would you like to understand its condition?
He's asking about the conditions for panya.
For panya? So
for understanding.
Yes. All. So I can, if I make these conditions, if the
can
conditions
you,
are there.
Can you? If you don't hear anything about the teachings at all, can you have condition for right understanding to understand that what is now?
But this is one condition. But this is not enough.
Not enough.
So now?
Each moment does not depend on only one condition. There are more conditions
exactly.
for its arising.
So now I came here with the intention to listen to Dhamma.
Mm-hmm. Each moment is conditioned. Seeing, thinking, walking, doing, eating, any moment is conditioned.
Yes.
But if we come here without awareness, there will be no panya. Because we will be just like, I don't know, sleeping or... So there has to be awareness to have panya, right?
Yes, but what is awareness?
Being here and
just
listening.
Just being here?
I mean, no, listening and understanding English.
Only at moment of understanding what one is heard about reality, there is awareness. When citta is kusala.
Yeah, yeah, but there are so many conditions for me to understand and to get panya. There's like mm-hmm. lots of them. So
only when panya arises, there is awareness, or whenever what kind of kusala arises, there is panya, there is awareness.
It has to be kusala, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At this moment of seeing, is there kusala or akusala?
Kusala, I hope.
Just hope.
Because
lots of kusala because there are moments of seeing all the time.
There are moments of seeing.
So there are kusala all the time of seeing.
Are they always kusala?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mostly.
Yeah, yeah, but...
attachment to what is...
Not mostly awareness.
Not awareness. Because it's attachment. Visible object arises.
And there are no people or things in visible object. It's the mind thinking. Thinking thinking is where the people and objects come in.
Yeah.
People and objects are not absolute realities.
Yeah.
They're a product of thinking. Mm-hmm. And in that sanya would play a large role.
Yeah.
So every moment of seeing of seeing where there's no awareness a visible object or seeing. You can be mighty sure there's lobha.
Without awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
So there has to be awareness for panya to arise. There's one of many conditions, let's say.
They would arise, yes, simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah. So, because right. that's what he's asking. He's asking about conditions for
yes.
panya to arise. So, I'm saying awareness is one of these conditions, right? Because I have to be aware to understand.
Right, but are you suggesting, I'm going to take a big leap here,
right.
that through meditation you're developing awareness?
I believe so. And actually, I believe, and I find it more. The quality of awareness is getting better when I meditate.
And what about Panya?
Yeah, sometimes too. Yeah. Sometimes Panya is also.
You're asking Panya. So you're asking if there is more Panya if I meditate. Mm. I ask you if there is more Panya if I don't meditate. Do you know that?
I think if you're looking at meditation as being going to a quiet place and sitting, etc., with the, you know, with some instructions and the expectation of developing.
Now you put a lot of conditions.
Pardon?
Now you say meditation, you have to do this and
no,
this.
No, I'm saying no. Oh, I'm saying if you do that, no, I don't think there is Panya.
I'm not asking if there is. I'm just asking if I don't, will there be more, or will there be less?
That would
depend on
conditions for it.
It depends on what you understand meditation.
Yeah.
What is it?
But this is... Okay. What do you understand meditation? How do you understand meditation? Because again, what was the first question that set off the discussion? If you ask me again, like in the beginning, whether after this week I have changed my opinion on sitting on the cushion and observing my breath, I haven't changed that. I think it makes sense. Whether I'm developing Panya or not, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I'm sitting on the cushion.
another way to put it, Peter, is what kind of, so we know, just cheetah after cheetah, what kind of cheetahs does awareness arise with? Because if it seems there's more awareness at this time rather than that, but what kind of cheetahs does awareness arise with?
They are probably kusala.
Kusala cheetahs.
Okay. With awareness, yeah.
So let's say moments of dana, moments of generosity, there is awareness, but no panya, but moments of generosity, and there is awareness.
There might be panya there.
There may or may not, but there's awareness because it's kusala. At moments of sila, there is awareness, may or may not be any panya. Moments of metta, there is awareness because it's kusala, may or may not be any panya.
Yeah.
And at moments of bhavana, which you can call meditation if you like, samatha or samatha bhavana or satipatthana, at moments of mental development, this is another word and we can use instead of meditation, so at moments of mental development, such as at moments of samatha development or moments of satipatthana development, but we can talk in the beginning about pariyatti, it's not necessarily satipatthana, but at those moments of mental development there is understanding. So in order for, so these are the kinds of citta that awareness can arise with. So okay, dana, metta, we understand awareness can arise, and panya may or may not arise. So at moments of
mental
sitting, whether we're sitting here or sitting on the cushion or sitting anywhere, okay, there's no dana at that moment. If there is metta, then there may or may not be any panya.
Yeah.
And at moments of samatha mental development, if there is panya, then there is sati. And at moments of satipatthana, beginning of pariyatti, if it is really pariyatti, then there is panya. But at any other time, while sitting here or there, no sati.
I agree with that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just because we sit for 1 hour here or there or anywhere, impossible that there is sati
of
all
course.
The time.
So I'm not conditioning sitting on a cushion makes you more panya.
So it depends on the kind of citta, whether at this moment or that moment or any other moment. Not on, if we have any idea about the situation, the more distractions, less distractions, there or here, it's not right, because it depends on the citta, not the situation.
And citta depends on what?
So the citta, so for mental development of any kind, what does mental development of any kind depend on most of all?
Most of all? Well, let me guess, panya.
Panya, exactly.
Well, but
yes.
Then there is...
panya.
But as we said, we can do nothing to develop panya, so we have to look at what are the other conditions then.
No, let's stick with panya for a moment. So there has to be understanding of the object, otherwise panya cannot arise.
Okay.
John, since time's running short and Wojtek asked about the conditions for the development of panya, would you like to say something about what are the conditions for the development of panya?
Sitting on a cushion, sitting here, sitting anywhere, there is seeing, there's hearing, there is thinking. Can panya knows and understand that? Can panya know the reality as it is? Because there is seeing, there is hearing, thinking, no matter where, on cushion or in this room, on a chair. So there is seeing. Can panya understand it as not self, only a moment which is conditioned to see? And it sees, and then it falls away. And hearing arises by conditions. No one can have it arise at will. And when it hears, it falls away. Even thinking is conditioned by one's previous experiences. You cannot select the object to think at all. It's conditioned to think of this or that whenever it arises. Can panya know this as no self at all, no matter what moment? So one might think that when I go there, or when I sit on this, then it's time to have understanding. But understanding of what? There must be object of understanding. For example, when there is no understanding at all, there is the latent tendency of I see, right? I hear, I think. But from birth to death, there are different realities conditioned by many, many accumulated conditions to be different moments arising and passing away all the time unknowingly, because ignorance cannot understand anything. Thinking about when the Bodhisattva, he thought different from the others. When there is seeing and no seeing, many people do not have any idea about that at all. But for him, not permanent. Seeing does not see all the time. Hearing does not hear all the time. So what are conditions for all these realities? So the conditions for thinking for everyone is very different. And why does this person study or read Dhamma without accumulation? That person will not do that at all. But whatever happens, there must be conditions. For example, we talk about mind or citta and cetasikas, right? But do we really understand it, even right now?
Intellectually.
Intellectually. Can it be more than just intellectual?
Can it?
Yes. Like Buddha, while he was Bodhisattva, he didn't realize the true nature of realities.
If I hear it 100 times, will I understand better?
Certainly. The second time is different from the first time. Because you have heard that which appears now as it is, as seeing is not I, hearing is not I, but there are conditions for seeing, otherwise seeing cannot arise. And seeing just sees, it cannot do anything at all. It cannot have panya to understand anything. And it does not even know that what is seen, it arises to see, that's all. And since the seeing arises and falls away very rapidly, there is only that which is left for panya begin to develop, to understand that at moment of seeing, there is no one, no thing, no sound, no world. Is that right? Because citta arises, the experiencing arising, only one at a time, so it can experience one object at a time. At moment of seeing, only visible object is seen. No idea about visible object, like when there is no understanding, one thinks that one sees people and things. But actually what is seen is only a moment of experiencing that which can be seen. And where is that which can be seen? Without the four primary rupas, can there be that which can be seen? Because we know that whenever there is or there are the four primary rupas, there must be that which can impinge on the eyes. And the eyes is the only rupa which can receive or whatever you think, the visible object, like the mirror or looking glass. It's not like the wall. When you look at the wall, you don't see anything. But when you look at the mirror, you see many things in it. So that particular reality, rupa, that can contact or receive or whatever you think in your own language impinge or in Pali, pardon?
Impinge on the eye.
Yeah. Now, can condition seeing. And at moment of seeing, Buddha talk about the ayatana. There must be other realities to not only seeing, because seeing cannot arise without condition. Seeing arises because of visible object impinged on the eye base. So there must be the eye base and the visible object, which does not fall away yet. Otherwise, it cannot condition seeing. And seeing cannot arise without cetasika. So at that moment of an experiencing an object, for instance, seeing, there are four kinds of ayatana. They must be there. Otherwise, if one has fallen away, they can never be seeing. So even life is so very short because it exists only in a moment that we call life, without the moment of citta and cetasika, which can experience an object, there is no life at all. But since all realities arise and falls away so rapidly, what is left is only the sign or the mark of everything. Like the sign of visible object appears as people, things, this or that. Otherwise, how can there be the mark or the sign which we take for a thing or a person, a glass or a table, without the absolute reality which can be seen? The same as sound. Rupa arises and falls away, and citta and cetasika arise and fall away more rapidly than rupa. See, this is what Buddha enlightened, so he taught everyone to have the understanding of realities so that there will be no ignorance which take realities for self or something permanent. And this is the circle of birth and death. Citta cannot be missing even one moment, otherwise it is not a circle of birth and death. So from the time of birth up to now and on to the death, citta, cetasika, rupa arise and fall away. Sanya is that which remembers. It remembers the experiences in one's life, only in this life. Next life, it experiences different things. So it remembers the other thing. And once citta and cetasikas arise in this life, from the beginning, which is the birth, on to the end, which is death, next person is conditioned by karma. Never be you again.